Yo, it's your girl, Famous Day.
It's your girl, Cash.
We back again with another episode, you heard? So the people don't even know what we're going to talk about today.
That's a fact.
The funny part is a lot of people go through this in relationships. A lot of people go through this through friendships, et cetera, et cetera. So the topic is today is, you want to introduce it?
No.
No. I really thought you was there gonna introduce it too. You be playing with me.
No, but the topic is insecure.
Insecurity.
Know what I mean? Oops, my bad.
Yes, you were like insecure. Like, yeah, you damn self insecure. Nah, the topic today is insecurity. And a lot of people, the reason why we chose this topic is because a lot of people tend to go through this through relationships. Like I said, friendships. And
social media.
Social media has a big part of playing in it. Like, that's the biggest... Yo, that's the biggest factor right there, social media.
That's a fact.
Because I feel like girls get insecure because they feel like their bodies is not how the... Instagram models are. Like, and they ass be fat, no homo. I know you be looking.
If you Photoshop.
Nah, that's a fact too, cause, and they boozy mad big, like yeah. They be wilding, and
that's only because a lot of people be getting their body done. That's the new thing now. So it's like, you know, the natural thing, quote unquote, is not it no more. You gotta get your body done to be.
Bitch, I'm natural. Period. Yeah. The only thing fake is my fucking horse hair.
Nah.
That's the only thing that's fake. Other than that, like, I just want females to know, like, y'all don't have to.
The only thing that's fake for me is. Oh!
Wait, because I done looked at you like, what? And I done know what you talking about. You mad annoying. Yo, I can't believe you just said. This girl is retarded.
Yo.
But nah, no cap, I really feel like, you know, females get insecure because of social media and other aspects too, but it's like, it's okay, baby girl. Like, I wish I could touch every female in this world. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, that was pause.
Pause, like, you know what I'm saying though? Like, pause. I got a whole man. I don't want none of you bitches.
Yeah.
And we ain't doing no threesomes either. Fuck that.
You know what?
I'ma head out. Okay, SpongeBob.
You know what? I'm out.
No, but for real though, why you think a lot of females got insecurities? Or like I feel like everybody. Let me rephrase it, because everybody has insecurities within themselves. You know what I'm saying? But why do you feel like females have? Why do you feel like females show their insecurities? That's a better question.
Well, first I'm gonna start off with the relationship. I feel like, you know, when you don't trust that person, is like, it's a lot of things going through your mind. Like, who he talking to, who she talking to, and stuff like that. So, I think that, like, the trust, you gotta build that trust. And then, like, for example, like, you know, Victoria's Secret models. Skinny.
I'm a be one day.
They skinny, look like they don't eat. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, you want that body, but it's like, how can I get it? So the first thing you think about is Dr. Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't have to go that route. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Dr. Miami and I wasn't here,
what would you would exactly? Yeah, what would you do? Exactly.
So it's like, you gotta, you know.
I didn't think about it like that, Cash. That's a good one.
Use your noggin.
Use your what?
Noggin.
Okay, Nemo. No, but for real, I feel like it's okay. Like, I want to have a class, and I want to teach people and tell them, like, it's okay to be yourself, be natural. Now, say if you just feel like you want to get your body done, to get your body done, to feel cute and feel, that's okay, because I'm not going to bash anybody that has their body done. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you do you, mamas. That's how you want to look, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just how you go about it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it deals with, like, loving yourself as well. Like,
That's what I was about to ask you. Yeah. What triggers it? Like,
you got to love yourself at the end of the day. Like, if you don't love yourself, you're going to make, you know,
the assumption of, yeah.
You know, you're not going to make the right decisions in life. So it's like, love yourself.
And everything else fall into place.
Yeah.
That's how you gotta do it, ladies. Like y'all gotta be loving yourself.
And men. I got a lot of insecurity.
You know people that got insecurity? Like men and females or just men?
Yeah. Cause I know, I'm one of them.
You insecure?
Sometimes, yeah.
What you insecure about? What are you insecure about?
Cause I was like, my last situation or whatever. Like,
Peepa, she said my last situation, not even my last relationship. Yeah, bro, that shit be so funny. You is hilarious.
No, cause it's like, for real, like, whatever, she cheated or whatever, so you making me feel insecure, like, damn,
like something wrong
I'm
with you.
I'm not sexy enough for you.
What you what? Like, you what? Nah, that's true, though. I feel you.
Come on, then it's, also, what also is, money. Mm. So it's, that's what everybody...
gravitate to?
Yeah, and it's,
money is the root of all evil.
Say that again.
Let me say it again, y'all. Money is the root of all evil.
Because people don't understand. It's like, if money wasn't here, or if we was in a situation where we had to survive and money couldn't help us, what would you do?
I want to know how people would survive in one of them, not BC movies, but one of them throwback movies, like something like Game of Thrones type shit. Like,
right.
How would people really survive? You know what I'm trying to say? Because back then, men used to really love the shit out of females and she's beautiful, right. And her body wasn't done. She was, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just feel like it's so, like I said, going back to it, it's okay to get your body done. It's just the reason you do it for, you know what I'm saying?
You're doing it for the wrong
reasons. Exactly. A lot of females tend to do it for the wrong reasons. And, social media, I got to be an Instagram model. I got to be a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Or just, I want this, I want that. Then when they get their body done, bitch, you gotta go back in a four or 5 years to get the shit lifted again. Like, it's just a routine with it. And it's like, you sure you wanna keep up with that?
And then y'all butts don't even be looking right.
What they should be looking like?
Shit. That shit be looking I'm dead looking crazy.
Some of them got cellulite.
I'ma just sit right here. Yo, because it's you really don't need to do that. It's I don't know, man.
Forget the ladies for a second. We're going to get back to y'all, because y'all ain't going to hold y'all. Y'all butts be really looking humpty dumpty. You know what? Before we even transition to the men.
Right.
You know what I really want to say?
What?
Bro, these females be blowing mine. When they get their butts done or their bodies done and don't got no damn crib.
Yo.
Don't got they baby, Any clothes?
The bed on the floor.
The bed on the... Bro, we going back to the first episode. Shorty said the bed on the floor.
Yo, now, can it really be true? Social media, you see what the person posts. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
At all.
So, they might be posting at their friend's house all the damn time. And you thinking, she fly, she natural.
Exactly.
But the minute she invites you to the crib, the crib.
Yup.
You gonna be oh, hell to the no.
Nah, that's, you ever had that happen to you?
Oh, nah. Thank God asking, that happened.
The reason why I asked you that only because you deal with females. Right. You know what I'm trying to say? So you deal with them on a regular basis, but I know.
But
whoever.
That go for the men too. They be them capping too. As
yep.
well.
Yup. Yo, no cap. Men really do be capping.
Capping.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I used to mess with some boy, right? And I thought he was a shit.
Mm.
The nigga was a whole bum. A whole bum.
You gotta
start
asking him, are you a bum?
That's the first question you gotta start asking, no cap.
When you got $100?
At least 50.
You got $20? Can you eat today?
Hello. Can you get your own meal? Did you wash your drawers last night? did you hand wash the drawers or the dryer? The dryer.
Nah, you
can't.
Stupid.
You can't just put them in the dryer. They're gonna be funky. That's the first question you gotta ask. That's crazy.
Use detergent. They use dish liquid soap.
Nope. Bro, I kid you not. How I gotta explain this to the people, because you know me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So me and my man, we started out as, you know, childhood friends, whatever, whatever. Started going out. Next thing you know, we took a break or whatever. Then while in that break, he was doing him, I was doing me, but I'm just so tight that I really scoop down to a bum level. Like, yo, I'm not a bum, so I would never be a bum. Like, I look too fucking good for a bum. Like, the nigga was a whole bum. Like,
he was a
bum. He was a bum. Yes, I cannot with you, bro. Like,
nah.
He was a whole bum, bro. I was like, nah, I'm going back to my old nigga.
Nah, yo, because people really be capping, like,
but what you think triggers men and females? Like, why you think, what triggers their insecurity? Or they, yeah, like, what triggers it? I feel like with females get triggered by, like if they, one of they guys or they nigga like a picture.
Right.
Like, bro,
yeah,
they,
that is true.
They next to, I had to, the funny part is I had to learn that. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I had to learn that. Like, bitch, I know you ain't mad because this nigga just like something.
I'm weird.
And it was social media, like, it's Instagram, but that was, you know, that's then, and you know what I'm saying? This is not now, guys. I want y'all to understand. Because I don't want nobody to take it out of context, but females really like that. Like, why are you mad that your guy has mad females on Instagram?
It's probably what they've been going through, you know, in the past. You know,
that's,
if it's repetitive, that's the first thing that's going to come to their mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like somebody been lying, like I said, going back to the lying, not being trustworthy and stuff like that. That's the first thing that's going to come to their mind. Like, why are you liking this girl pic? Or why are you liking his pic? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they had that loyal person or have that loyal person in their life, you know what I'm saying, that's keeping in the stack since day one, like, texting stage or just talking, letting you know the age and the name and stuff like that, everything gonna flow. Know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
Nah, I don't know. I feel like with females, I'm a female myself. You know what I'm saying? You a female yourself. Oh, but she ain't even let me finish. Nigga said, and what am I? You a stud.
I'm a stunkle.
A stunkle. Wait, I never heard of that. That's crazy. But you deal with females. You know what I'm trying to say? You actually a female yourself, but it's like, why? What triggers your insecurities?
Like I said, it's just, you got to be loyal, son. So it's like, once when you not loyal and you break my trust, it's like, because I already dealt with females that wasn't telling the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I feel like the minute you trigger that back to my past and stuff like that, it's like, all right, now I got to get away from you.
Exactly.
I'm telling you what I don't like and you still doing it.
Exactly,
you know what I'm
exactly.
So it's like, you got to stay over there, B.
Right. Now, I ain't going to lie. I definitely get you because I think, I don't know. Like, I have insecurities, but I really don't know what triggers it. Like, it has nothing to do with another female. It don't be on some, I don't know.
It just got to be, like, the bond. It's like,
yeah, maybe
if
it's
I trust
that.
You, like, I'm letting you know what it is from day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, like I said, the minute you break the trust and you start moving a little different, it's like, all right, cool. Now you starting to act like these black females that I was dealing with before. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch,
like,
you in that bunch. You go in that circle.
But it's true, though.
I mean, I don't know. So what you think, why you think guys' insecurity show sometimes? Like, why you, what triggers their insecurities? Because I know a lot of men that, they may have some insecurities that, like, they, let's be honest, like, we letting it out. This episode juicy tonight.
So you know what it is?
They
the
dick
girls,
probably, you know what I mean?
Girls' group chat be crazy, son.
That's
why they
group,
be lying
girls.
A lot. You know what I'm saying? And I be seeing, like...
Nah, I met somebody...
They group chat be crazy.
Nah, girls, I'm be honest with you. Girls' group chat do be spicy. Because...
They be like, yo, this nigga dick was whack. I be like,
his shit was
okay.
Small.
I be like, all right, let me just go.
No, for real. And I think maybe that's what it is, too. Like, guys' insecurities tend to show when, like, they know they girl or the girl that they talking to is in the group chat and that group chat is intense. Like, nigga, you better not. He gonna try to prove himself. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of guys try to prove themselves, but where they mess up is they be like, yeah, because my dick this, my yeah, dick be, that. Yeah. Next thing you know, the girl go to your house and you be like, hmm.
Yeah. I wish I would have saw that.
I wish I would have seen that too.
Oh, man.
They should go right to a strip like, huh?
Man,
like,
I don't know nothing about that.
But I'm trying to... I don't know nothing about that. I'm trying to tell you.
And it also goes like when, you know, when you go out and stuff like that. Like, for example, like with the females, you know, dress really nice.
Right.
Men, you know, they like, nah, you not wearing that. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Too,
especially
that
when
too.
Especially when it's hot.
That too.
You not wearing that. Why not?
Right. I feel like, see, I feel like it goes back to relationships as well. Even though we had the first episode and the episode was relationships, it corresponds to it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when you in a relationship, some insecurities tend to show more than you ever thought when I was just talking to the person. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because it's like, now, you could be in a relationship and the person be like, oh, you're not wearing that in the summertime. And you be like, wait, why? Like, why I can't wear this? I feel like you should be able to wear whatever you want to wear as long as you're not disrespecting your partner. You get what I'm trying to say?
And disrespecting yourself.
Exactly. And yourself, of course. You always got to. Your appearance is everything. Your reputation to both parties is everything. And that's just what it is. Like, guys, I just think maybe because it's be they dick. Like, they private part.
This nigga is retarded.
I said it was going to get a little spicy tonight.
Nah, what? And, and also, y'all females, too. Like, y'all ain't low either. Y'all be talking about some, y'all head game is real. Y'all shit really be trash. Y'all be talking about y'all pussy is fire.
Oh.
Shit really be trash.
Oh, your shit is like I like
trash.
That.
Trash. Well, I can't feel it, so
I'm crying. Yo, you blow my... Every time I think you about to say something, like, I just be putting my head down like, this girl about to say it, and I ain't in it.
My
name
Bennett,
and I ain't in it. Yo, I thought about that once I said it, too.
Yo, that's mad funny.
Now, I just feel like, you know, I just feel like everybody should. Like, you have insecurities. And it's bound to show, but work on yourself first. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if you know you have insecurities and it may be bad or it gets to the point that you can't, like, divide the two, then, nigga, you need to not be in a relationship or you need to work on yourself first. Okay. You get what I'm saying? Because a lot of people come with baggage and expect somebody else to pick up this. No. You got to work, love yourself first, work on yourself first, maintain yourself, like, for any situation.
You got to be real with yourself.
Exactly.
If you're not real with yourself, you can't be real with other people.
I said, say it again.
I said, say it again.
Wait, say it.
Yo, you annoying, son. Now, for real, though, if you're not real with yourself, you can't be real with nobody else, and that's just straight facts. Like, how you gonna be real with yourself, right?
Yeah.
No. Let me scratch that. How you gonna fake it and try to be real with other people? You gonna look dumb because people gonna see right through you. Okay?
Right. Okay. I'm crying now. That's true though. Like, I just feel like everybody should be real at a point in time, like you said, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta be real all the time.
Yeah, of course, all the time, hands down. But then it go to everybody ain't like us. You know how that shit go. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's sad. Because, like, your insecurities show more when you don't have that confidence in you.
Yeah.
When you don't feel the that I'm that bitch or I'm that nigga. Like, you hear what I'm trying to say? Like,
nah,
if you have that confidence and you have that mindset, ain't nothing getting past you.
Nah, that's a fact.
Feel me? Like, those insecurities start really popping out when you be like, my confidence is low.
And that's when it goes back to, you know, you got to work on yourself and stuff like
that. Yeah, like, you have to, because 2020 around, man, y'all can't be sitting here fucking
crying up. Crying over no bitch, crying over no nigga.
You can't be wasting your time now. Like, 2020 is all about getting that bag, all about working on yourself if you haven't started yet, and just living life. Like, work all that extra. I ain't even gonna hold y'all.
Life is too short. So you just gotta focus on yourself.
Life is way too short. You could be here, you could be here today and gone tomorrow.
Man, listen, you could be here today and gone today. That's how real it is.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's crazy. Anything else about social media? Social media is really the biggest aspect in insecurity.
Stop showing your grandmother's money.
Well, that's one of them. I think that falls. I think both parties do that, like females and male. But I think males do it more to be like, yeah, I could get this bitch or I could get this female. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got this honey. Come ride with me. Like, da, da, da. Like next thing you know, they don't got a dime in their pocket. That.
It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't. But one, people shouldn't. They shouldn't need money.
She take my money.
In harmony. Yeah, she's a girl. That was everybody's song back then.
Yo, I ain't saying she a gold digger. Know what I mean?
But she ain't fucking with no bro.
You know what I mean? Listen. Bitch, do a little thing, thing, but a lot of better change.
I know that's right.
Not me, though.
Yes, you do. I heard about you.
Stop it. Stop it, because you capping right now.
Your face was like, I ain't even playing with you. You better not even. Nah, that's a fact. I'm capping, y'all. I'm capping. Nah, Cash, you mad dumb. I'm never going to lie to you. I just want to say for the people out there.
What you going to say to them?
I got to say. Nah, people don't take us serious at all. They shouldn't. You play too much, not me.
That's you. You know it's you.
It's you. Wait, the way you looked at me like, you know it's you. Now, I just feel like people out there, like, if you feel like you need, for the need to get their body done, because men get their body done too, you know? So if you feel like the need to get your body done because you don't like the way you look, I feel like that's okay. But for people to do it just because they want to look like somebody else, that's a no-no. Like, be yourself, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like on that note, we should just close it because just be yourself. There's nothing else to really say to y'all. Be true to yourself. Love yourself. Have set goals for yourself. Do everything for yourself before jumping into a relationship or just jumping into talking to somebody. And then your insecurities play in part. Like, no.
Nah, facts though. Especially like when you get your body done too, it affects you in the long run. So just think about what you're going to do.
Yeah, on a serious note though, for real, like, you gotta start thinking about yourself. You gotta just think about, like Cash said, in the long run, like, a lot of things can affect you in the long run. So whatever you do now, whatever you put your mind to, whatever you want to do now, pertaining to your body or mindset, you gotta think about the future.
Don't think short term. Think long term.
Always think long term. Don't ever think short term. You can think about short term, like if you going out with your friends.
Yeah.
Type shit, you know what I'm saying? But don't think short term in like other aspects in your life. So with that being said, this second episode is definitely a good one. Tell your friend to tell a friend. Tune into Harlem's Flow every Monday. We could give you a laugh or two, and it could start your day off right. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Harlem's Flow. Our personal Instagram is definitely linked on there if you guys want to follow our personal Instagram. If not, holla at you. And why are you laughing?
Holla at you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to follow me if you don't want to. It's okay. We soon be back on iTunes. Just check us out now. We on Spotify. Make sure y'all tune in. Harlem's Flow. Everything on social media is Harlem's Flow. Follow us on IG, Facebook, Twitter.
We don't even got Twitter. Yo. Nah, that's mad funny.
Trying to promote?
Right.
Now I'm just playing with y'all. Let's wrap this up though, Cash. Follow us on Instagram, Harlem's Flow. Check us out every Monday. We are out. We love y'all that's tuning in to us now. And we see you next Monday.